This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. You know, big parties, big events, always better at Chickie's and Pete's. Book your next one at chickiesandpetes.com. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Should the Phillies platoon Nick Castellanos or let him play through it? It's gotten closer, actually. 63.9% say platoon him. 36% say let him play through it. Before we get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, what do you think they're going to do?
I think they're going to let him play through it, but I don't think it's going to be – I think they'll – it's not going to be playing every day. I think there are going to be times where they get Kepler in there against a righty.
Okay. Even just once or twice a week.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to play every single game every week. You know what I mean? I think there's going to be slow little pockets here, and they're going to see if he can heat up or not.
Which is a good – the strategy.
Sure. As long as eventually, hopefully,
it works,
the Castellanos hot streak does happen.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I do wonder. I know we all don't care about it, and I do wonder where his head is at. It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
I know we can watch how he's swinging, and we can say, oh, he doesn't even care. He's trying to spite us. But then...
even when he's going well, it doesn't look
it looks the same. Yeah.
He's scaring.
Well, you know he is a handful when he's not... in a happy place.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know that. I can imagine that.
And the other thing is, and maybe they learned their lesson with the boom benching in game two, is that you can't just...
do it in the playoffs.
Well, you can't just, like, sit a guy, make it obvious that you don't want him anymore, and then try to trade him in the offseason.
Yes, yeah. Well, that's for sure.
Yeah, so you got to, like, do a little bit of a balance.
By the way, what are the chances? If I walked in there and Casty has an 0-2 count, that I could strike out Casty.
I don't know, man. Pretty high.
0-2,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, just a little bit of spin.
Yeah,
just
a little bit.
A smidge of spin.
Little
bit. Doesn't have to be anywhere in the strike zone. Can be in the dirt,
yep.
Whatever. Every time it's 0-2, it's like the worst pitch I've watched in my life is an 0-2 pitch to Casty because I know exactly what's going to happen.
He's either 0-2 or is out on the first pitch.
Yes, pop out to right on the first pitch. 215-592-9494. Let's get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
I believe he has won for his last 27, Nick Castellanos. But have no fear.
Yeah.
He is in the lineup tonight.
The hot streak is coming.
Yeah. No, he's in the lineup. It's a lefty on the mound, so I get why he is in the lineup. So Nick Castellanos back up to fifth. You know,
That's where he wants to be.
They dropped him down yesterday. They put him right back up where he should be. Not Rob Thompson after the game last night did talk about Nick Castellanos. Doesn't really sound like a guy that's ready to commit to a platoon for him.
What do you see from Nick just this last little bit?
Yeah, he's just been off balance a little bit, you know, and not letting the ball travel. And usually when he's scuffling, that's usually what he's doing. We all know he's a streaky guy, and he'll get it back. It's just a matter of when.
Streaky guy, he'll get it back.
I mean, he is.
He is a streaky guy.
Could, I mean, couldn't we have had this conversation every year he's been here?
No, we have had.
I've only been here for one other year. I know we had it last year.
Yeah.
You know, and he eventually came out.
Oh, believe me, the first year he was here, you should have saw him that year.
Well, the problem is he did sink them in the postseason in 22. Like, he was hitting behind Bryce. He didn't do anything. Like, he had a
got the one hit in Atlanta, wasn't it? Or was it St. Louis?
So he had the hit against the Padres to extend the lead that I remember in game four.
And oh, it was a catch he made.
There was the catch in Atlanta. Catch he was better Atlanta, on defense yes. in the playoffs in 22 than he was at the plate. And then he had the big hit in game one of the World Series, and that was about it. Because he was right behind Bryce. He was Bryce's protection in the lineup.
He was good against the Mets last year.
He had an OPS over 1,000 last year in the postseason. So,
I'm not a Casty guy. I don't want to frame myself as a Casty guy, but it is very easy to pick and choose, like, who didn't play well in what playoff series. Like, we don't talk. I've mentioned it a few times. Kyle Schwarber had one hit against the Mets, the first at bat of the series. One hit. He came up small against the Mets. We won't ever bring it up. You know, like, they have all had a hand in going cold in the playoffs, I would say. You know, like, they've all had their moments. And
the problem is he's just not a very good baseball player. Like, it is what it is with Castellanos. Like, and we'll see if he's here next year. It's just we're going through one of the Castellanos stretches that we seem to go through every
year.
Single year.
Yep.
Every single year. So I know this will make you happy, Spike.
Uh-oh.
Matt Strom on why he invests in Pokemon cards rather than sports cards. He said that Pikachu's not going to tear his ACL. Charizard's not going to get a DUI.
Wow. Wow.
See, Strom's one that I'm usually a little careful on because...
So you can get online?
Well, he hears everything.
Yeah.
So Strom's one that's going to, like, say something about you. But I've seen Matt Strom.
Oh, yeah, we've seen him.
Yeah.
Care who he picks on.
Yeah, it's just like, enough with the baseball cards, man. Enough with Pokemon cards. It's in the middle of the season. Pokemon it up all off-season, man.
All off-season.
Because if you don't get your velocity back, you might be able to Pokemon in the second week of October. You know, like, I'm looking to push your Pokemon collecting back to November. The tweet after the 8-0 loss about Bryce Harper's baseball cards is one of the most annoying things I've seen an athlete do here in the last 2 years. It really is.
Yeah,
it really is. Pick your spots, buddy. You've had a horrible year. Team just lost 8-0. Just enough.
Well, hold
with
on,
the baseball.
He was probably on the plane that got boarded and deboarded, and he seemed like he was bored.
So go buy stuff on eBay. I just don't talk about it publicly. Guys, he gets me a little bit. Strom.
Well, that's obvious. I mean,
you know, and by the way, every time somebody hits a ball 600 feet off him when it's foul, the little act where he's yelling at himself on the mound is like, he rubs me the wrong way.
Which do you like more, that or I? So it's I don't like when he allows home runs, but Jordan Romano's reaction when he allows a bomb where he's just on his hands or on his knees for 30 seconds.
Yeah,
it's like, how'd that happen again?
Yeah, well, Romano, I kind of feel bad for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because Romano doesn't want to have a 7 ERA.
No.
But Romano's not on the internet, you know, trying to get Bryce Harper cards or talking about Pikachu. Romano wants to be good.
Yeah.
He shuts up otherwise.
Yeah.
It's like.
And by the way, nothing for nothing, and I'm doing a little psychoanalysis here with Matt Strom with this. You are a public figure in a city that cares about everything just about.
Yeah.
When it comes to our sports teams, you tweet that out after an 8-0 loss, to me, indirectly says, this doesn't bother me.
You're not bothered by the
loss. I'm not bothered by this today.
Yeah.
Why isn't anybody else on the team tweeting out stuff? There's a reason why the star players who we hold a caliber every day don't do this type of stuff.
Yeah.
After losses. But you doing it is a way to sort of snub your nose at fans who you're reading stuff about on Twitter and maybe saying something about you. You throw that out there to say, losing doesn't bother me. And that's just my little psychoanalysis there.
Well, and
good analysis.
And I get why it might bother us more than it bothers him. Like,
sure.
You play 162 games, you're going to lose some of them. As a player, you can't be internally miserable every time you lose a game. But you're right. The sign that it is sending to everyone else who is miserable that night. By the way, I always say this. When I've talked to athletes about the difference between how a fan perceives it and how they perceive it. Mm-hmm. Matt Schramm, you got paid for that game. You got paid. Everyone watching the game did not get paid. They spent 3 hours of their lives away from their families, away from their work.
Did post game?
Yeah, did post game. You know what I mean? Like, I understand why it might matter a little more to a fan who gave up something as opposed to the player who didn't. Who just you got paid to play a baseball game? Whatever. Yeah, the tweeting about the baseball cards after the 8-0 loss is just awful, man.
Thank God Bryce didn't respond to that.
Oh no, he hasn't played along online to any of this. By the way. None of it.
Harp's ready to give up his gear to get his one-of-one rookie card.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think Harper even cares about this at all?
No, he's probably going, all right.
Whatever you want, man.
Don't all drag right. me into this.
Yeah, you want some of my cleats? Here's some of my cleats. Go get a baseball card.
Knock yourself out.
Yeah.
Justin Crawford?
Oh, it's a side patch prism one-of-one. Oh, I'm going to put it. I make $30 million a year. What am I going to do with this baseball card?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Crawford is in the lineup up in AAA today, so August 15th is here, which means he could retain his rookie status for next year. So
let's work on next year.
Yep.
Probably not coming up. Some bad August numbers about the offense via John Stallness this morning. They are 27th in baseball in walk rate in August. They are 27th in strikeout percentage, which is bad. The wrong 27. It means they're towards the top. They're 28th in K-to-walk ratio. They're the worst in baseball at swinging at pitches outside the zone, so that's 37%. So that's chase rate, essentially. So overall, all the offensive numbers back to where you don't want to see them. And the big one is Bryce.
Yeah.
So Bryce in August is walking at a 3.8% of the time, which is super low for him. Like, he generally, even when he's not hitting, is still walking. He's not really walking. He's a 32% strikeout rate, which is high for him. He's hitting 200 with a 685 OPS.
And by the way, his OBP is 245, which the walk rate contributes to.
Uh-huh.
But we're all talking about Casty's, you know, two whatever OBP.
Yeah.
Bryce has. And as you noticed the other day, like, the image when Bryce is struggling, the woe is me Bryce stuff, and it showed itself in the field the other day.
And we feel like we have to do this again like three times a year with them. But when they go through these stretches and he's not playing well, and we say, wow, they look like they're not trying, and they look like they're not locked in, I think that could stem from Bryce. I mean, the last three nights have looked like a totally different switch has been flipped, where all of a sudden they don't look locked in, they don't look ready to go. And I know they went to bed at 5:30 in the morning in Cincinnati and had to get immediately, you know, it was a long day, and I get it. But, man, you're just seeing them roll over and roll over. And I know he got a hit early in the game yesterday, but I've just been annoyed at Bryce.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've just been annoyed at Bryce because it feels like when there's a good pitcher, he checks out. When there's a lefty, somehow he is hitting like 268 against lefties this year or something.
Doesn't feel that way.
And hitting 245, I think, against righties, 250 against righties. That doesn't feel right. It feels like he hasn't got a hit off a lefty all year. It's a little too much checked out for me. And maybe it's the wrist again. I hope it's not the wrist again. But if it's not the wrist, then it's just being disappointed in his own poor play and letting it translate to the field.
Well, and this is one of the times where he is the best player on the team, and I feel like generally he avoids a lot of the criticism that a best player on the team usually gets when the team is struggling and he's not struggling.
Definitely does.
And he's struggling, right? Like, this is his time. This is and we all talk about the legacy of this core. Forget about this core. The legacy is him. This is Bryce Harper's legacy right here with the Philadelphia Phillies. Nick Castellanos will come and go, we'll forget about him. Yeah. JT Realmuto, good player, will come and go, we'll forget about him. Trey Turner, good player. Like, I guess my point on this is that the one player who they will look at when they're talking about the Hall of Fame as to whether they won a World Series or not, and when they what their legacy is, this is Bryce Harper's legacy right here. Zach Wheeler, maybe to an extent, but Bryce Harper is the face of the team.
Yeah.
And for twice this year, now we have to deal with this thing where we get the, oh, woe is me, Bryce, because things aren't going your way. And I personally don't even know if I hope it's the wrist or I don't hope it's the wrist. Because if the wrist, okay, I guess I could get it, but then, oh, no, it's the wrist.
Yeah.
And then if it's not the wrist, it's like...
And I don't think it's the wrist. Like, I think he's still swinging hard.
Well, then I want fiery Bryce back.
Yes.
Give me 65% of who you were in D.C.
Well, and the thing that is with me right now is, where's the guy that after the Giants game is saying he's one of the best players in baseball? Like, get the edge back. The edge back and play with the chip again, because it just doesn't look like that. It just looks like late in a game when it's not, they're probably losing, that he just gives it away. Just gives away an at bat for no reason. He's better than that. He's better than that. And he's got to lock in. He's got to lock in.
Come on, big dog.
By the way, he is a guy who is a good enough hitter to, when he's scuffling a little bit, that's when he should be working walks. Like, that's when he should be having really good at bats to get on base, even if he's not going to hit the hell out of the ball.
Yeah.
And I'm okay if your power goes away for a week or two and you can't hit it, but that's not the same time that I want to see the walks going down. That's when I want to see the walks going up.
Also, you got to be able to still grind out at bats. It feels like there's been a lot of early in counts, swinging at a first pitch without really looking like there's a plan up there. I mean, be a tough out. He doesn't look like a tough out right now.
He's a first pitch swinger too.
But he hasn't always been that way. Like, you have first pitch swingers behind you, that are more aggressive. He has such a good eye, him and Schwarber, that they can get to, 3-2, and they can work the pitcher. He's not even working pitchers anymore. It's just he's going up there flailing a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the final thing on this is, we can talk about nobody hitting behind him, which is true. Yes, JT Realmuto hitting behind him, whatever. But then if you're not getting pitches to hit, you should be walking.
Do
you know what I'm saying?
Well, the whole thing was pass the baton. Pass the baton.
Yeah. That's not him.
He's got to take
when everybody else is not. I think it's easier for him to do that when the rest of the team is hitting well, because we've seen him have high OBP numbers.
He's always been a great one.
Yeah, so it's when he starts to press because no one else is hitting either. He goes up there and tries to be overly aggressive. Not making an excuse for him.
Yep.
I think the criticism is warranted, but I also believe he gets a little impatient when he sees nothing else is happening around him.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
But and I know that we do the whole, well, he has no protection, he's not getting any pitches. He's getting pitches. Like, he's getting pitches.
Yeah,
he's
like, just that's why I said it's not an excuse, but
I know he wants, I hear you, he wants to deliver.
To do
but,
it, yeah.
But I actually feel like he's looked less interested in all of it.
Yeah.
Like, he just looks checked out to me. And you cannot be checked out.
Not this year. No. Not this team.
They're not good enough. Yeah. I mean, they're just not good enough for that.
Yeah. 215-592-94. That's it, Jack?
Yeah.
That was it?
All right.
That's a lot.
215-592-94. Ed in Phoenixville. You're on WIP. What's up, Ed?
Ike, Spike, Fritz. Good afternoon.
What up, Ed?
So, have you guys ever seen that movie Anger Management with Adam Sandler?
It's not a. It's an underrated Sandler.
Underrated. Yep. Yeah, they made it number two, didn't they?
So
they
make a sequel. Whenever Nick Castellanos is up to bat, I have to say that little mantra that Jack Nicholson said: "Goose, Fraba." It's like this little something that like relaxes you when you get really keyed up and angry. Like,
yeah, Ike says woosah.
Yeah, woosah. Where did I get that from?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell if I got it from you.
Nah, it's from a movie.
I brought it home.
Woosah. You know? Oh, that's Martin. That's Bad Boys.
Ah.
Martin and Will Smith.
So, I know that Jack is sort of tongue-in-cheek saying DFA Nick Castellanos, but, I mean, I wouldn't hate it. I mean, I know it's not feasible, but, like, it is absolutely brutal watching him over the last 2 months. So it's just something has to change.
Yeah, I guess my point is with him, it usually does on its own. It usually does. I agree. He is a replacement level baseball player that we're paying what $30 million to $25 million.
Yep.
He's overpaid. He has not changed his approach at all. He is seems like I don't want to say bad clubhouse guy, because the one thing that Castellanos I feel like brings that nobody else on the team brings, which is why I want more out of Bryce, is that Casty feels like he has an edge to him and nobody else on the team does. And that is the thing. I respect Bryce Harper a lot for how he's changed from coming from D.C. to here. He's never said one bad thing about the fans. Always seems like he has not been the child that he was in D.C., but he did have an edge there. And the only, like, I look at this team, and I think they're a good team that can win the World Series. But the only player on this team that ever has an edge is Castellanos. Nobody else does. Trey doesn't. Bohm doesn't. Stott doesn't. Schwarber's a great player, but he doesn't have an edge.
Yeah, but is Castellanos turning into the negative side of his edge?
Well, but that's the thing with guys like that, is that they're always on that
they're always teetering.
Yeah, they're always teetering. It's always the guy who is going to do, if it's a dumb sport, if it's a different sport, if it's basketball, he's the guy that gets the frustration foul when you really don't need it.
Yeah.
But he's also the guy who gets hot when you need it too. And like,
so he's like a sixth man?
Sort of. I just think he's sort of like, I mean, he's not CJ GJ, but the Phillies don't have another guy like that. So
right.
I get the frustration, Ed, and I don't like watching the at-bats as much as anybody. And actually, I actually hate watching him in right field more than I hate the at-bats, because I've become like a defense guy this year. I like watching defense.
Oh, you're Brewers guy.
But that said, I do think he provides something.
Yeah, but my fear with that is that ever since the benching, he's doing too much. I'm doing me now.
Right.
And it could be taking away from the team.
Right.
Which is the issue.
You have something on Jalen there, Ed?
Okay.
Yeah. So I know it's a day late, and I'm a morning show caller. I get it, but is it too late to take the pledge?
Oh, you want to take the pledge?
I would happily take the pledge, yeah.
Wow, the whole pledge? Or can we get the abbreviated version?
No. All right.
All right, here we go.
All right,
here we go.
We barely got it.
Everyone at Chickies, gather around.
Take the pledge. Ed, repeat
it. We're going to be late to break.
Oh, shut up. That's usually your fault. I could do it once. Ed, repeat after me. I am an Eagles fan.
I am an Eagles fan.
We won the Super Bowl.
We won the Super Bowl.
I do solemnly swear that I will not care about the next quarterback list.
I do solemnly swear that I will not care about the next quarterback list.
No matter where Justin Herbert and Josh Allen are.
No matter where Justin Herbert and Josh Allen are.
It does not matter because we won the Super Bowl.
It does not matter because we just won the Super Bowl.
There we go. Thank you, Ed.
Terrible.
And I got Thank
great,
you,
and
Ed.
I got a great bargain for you.
Okay, what's a good bargain?
Christopher Sanchez's contract.
Hell yeah.
Ah,
what
big answer.
Big answer. Right
that's
there.
A big answer, and it's one of the only times that $8 million can be a bargain.
That's true.
Well, I'll tell you what, them prioritizing that over a Ranger extension
Woo!
Was a smart move. And
yes.
Without that deal, I mean, like, it gives them much more flexibility for a team that has no flexibility financially.
Yes. Like already, paying him that?
Yeah.
Because he is paying you the production of a $40 million.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, a couple of things. First of all, we'll see if I hold on to the belt, which I was awarded last week. One of the
By
greatest
yourself.
Moments. No, I did not award it myself.
No.
Don't do that.
He earned that.
Yeah. Ike and you gave me the belt. Mostly Ike. So, yeah. See if I keep the belt. Saquon talks about how his body feels after all those touches. And a quote from Lane Johnson that, like, it's not the greatest quote I ever heard. Let's put it that way, especially if we're talking about our Super Bowl window for the next few years. So we will hear from Lane Johnson next. 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, where big parties and big events are always better. Book your next one at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.